Got a Sasha update for you from the Golden 1 Center. I know we said earlier that Sasha's iffy tonight with an ankle sprain, but looks pretty good out there warming up, Kyle.
Yeah, going through his usual warm-up, it looks like, with Jawad Williams, assistant coach, helping him out here. And missed that one, but he looked – I don't know. Do you think he's moving okay?
I wouldn't have known that he's nursing
nothing.
Anything.
All right.
Yeah. It's he and Davion. We didn't have the normal – session with the youngsters of first years today.
No Slauson or Colby Jones and those guys. No Keon Ellis out there.
Yeah,
you would think
Keon would be
out there even just working out. Right now, Sasha's still listed as questionable. Kessler Edwards is still on a G League assignment. They sent him down to the G League with Stockton over the weekend, and he's still with them. So he's not going to be in uniform tonight.
I could see that. He just hasn't been playing. He
right.
wanted to play, right? A guy like that, if he's going to develop, he's got to play.
That's one of the more puzzling things. Because remember when he came here?
Oh, yeah.
He was a favorite of Mike Brown. Like, this guy was in the starting lineup earlier. Mm-hmm. And now he can't even see the floor, which is a little surprising to me because I see something in Kessler Edwards. We know about his defense. If he could only get that shot to fall, right? If he could only knock down a three. The shot looks pretty when it's going up there, but, he's not with the team. They play the South Bay Lakers tonight. That's why they're terrible. I know, right?
They stink.
That's why we didn't see some of the young guys out there, the Slaussons and Colby and those guys working out.
The Kings need to get back to playing Kings basketball. What is that, though?
Yeah.
We'll answer that question. First, we go to the phones, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Doug has been standing by. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Good.
Doug,
what's up?
Good. Hey, I want to put this thing to rest on the Harrison Barnes thing. Because that they, the whole year, actually, as long as I've been here, they've been talking about what he does and what he doesn't do and how much he gets paid and all that kind of stuff. And this is my proposed trade, is that you want a guy who doesn't need the ball very much, plays great defense, but can give you some stuff. And I believe that is Matisse Thybulle. And Thybulle doesn't need the ball very much. He's knocks the ball, he'll knock down threes at almost a 40% clip. And he'll give you the defense that the Kings seem to be lacking. So that's one thing. However this goes down, we just need to make something where if our numbers are not doing as well defensively, we're down a little bit on offense. So, are you going to go and try to score everybody? Or eventually where is that happy point where you can say, I don't need as much offense, but we could use a lot more defense. So,
thank you, Doug. Appreciate that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Fire away.
One more thing. On you guys were talking earlier about Niners. I believe by having Goff as a non-running quarterback, and if the Niners can figure out how we can get a little more pressure without blitzing, that would be a key factor in the game on Sunday.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Good stuff, Doug.
Yeah. Real quick note on the 49ers and the pressure, because like most people, I watched that and said, wait, they're done.
Yeah.
They're getting all this money. They're not getting the quarterback. They did apparently get pressure on Love on 40% of his dropbacks, which is not terrible. So they were getting pressure. But you were very tolerant there. I know you're not a big fan of these hypothetical trades, but what'd you make of GM Doug's deal?
No, I like Matisse Thybulle. I think we both talked about Matisse Thybulle. He'd be a solid rotation player. He's not a starter on this team by any stretch of the imagination, I don't think. But he shores up your bench. He's a guy. I mean, we're looking at it now. We really only play three guards, Mike Brown does. Mm-hmm. You got Malik, you got De'Aaron, and you got Kevin Huerter. After that, and Thybulle could play some two. He could be a two or three for you. And so I think you need to upgrade that position. If we're not going to see my guy Chris Duarte out there, if we're not going to see Davion and some of these other guys, I think you got to get somebody that Mike Brown can trust and that he turns to. And I think Matisse Thybulle is a true two-way player. He's knocking down the threes this season.
Interesting comments on Barnes on the chat here. Jay Cliff says Barnes can't play without being a high option. That's why he needs to be moved to the bench. And Nima, I don't know Nima. Welcome to the chat, Nima. How about this? The speed with which Huerter runs the DHO and creates distance from the defense isn't something you can replace easily.
No, I agree.
How about that?
Yeah, that's a good
Coach Nima.
Coach Nima, he been breaking down the film, the tape.
Yeah.
But I think that's something Kevin Huerter has worked on, too. Like, even more so this year, the space he creates on that dribble handoff from Domantas Sabonis, and he has the quick release as well. We talk about development from players. Like, that's where Kevin Huerter has taken the next step, I think. Reading that DHO, creating the space. You know, as far as Harrison Barnes, Jay Cliff saying that, what does he mean he can't? Like, he's never been a high-option guy, so I don't get that. It's never been, you know, Harrison's taken 18 shots a game or 17. I feel like he's mostly been a get-in-where-you-fit-in kind of player.
Maybe that 1 year in Dallas a little bit, but even then, that didn't really work out. That's why they moved off of him.
Right, right. He's never going to be that guy where you expect 23 points per game and he's leading your team in score. He's a solid rotation player. That's what he is.
He was excellent last year. I think people didn't realize it. They focused with him more on what he doesn't do. And he's nowhere near right now what he did last year. But last year, you look at his numbers, he was rock solid last year.
He was rock solid. And honestly, when you look at his numbers this year, Whitey, they're actually pretty good. I'm talking about the efficiency numbers. The problem is he's just not shooting much. He's not shooting the ball. Like this year, he's at 39.4% three-point range.
It's a good point. Last week, I happened to be looking at true shooting percentage, which is basically counting, you know, taking into account a three is worth more than a two.
And
I think he was second on the team in true shooting percentage.
We just need him to, you know, take the shots that are there, be a little more aggressive. I mean, it's not like the dude has fallen off a cliff in terms of he can't shoot or anything. When he shoots, it's actually good
he's
things
just a
happen.
He's a forgotten man on offense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what's happening. Yep.
Yeah.
And maybe to your point, like Jerry said, run something to get him going, you know? Or is it on him? Be more aggressive. I don't know.
Yeah, it's chicken and the egg with HB.
Right. Yep.
Kings basketball. What do you think that is? I mean, if Mike Brown said, he didn't say this, but if he said, we got to play Kings basketball tonight, what do you think that is?
I think up-tempo, even in the half-court set.
Play That's a great pace. Point right there.
Play with purpose. I want to see 30 or more assists tonight, sharing the ball, you know, multiple drives to the basket. These are all ideal kind of thoughts, like things Mike Brown wants ideally. What's been the reality is it's been different than that. But I think when Kings basketball is at its best, you see multiple drives and multiple kicks. And then on the defensive end, you know, you're getting some steals. You're getting some deflections. You know, you're seeing guys play with their chest. You're seeing guys talking. You know, it hasn't happened enough this season. I think that's Kings basketball. Kings basketball, let's keep it real. As much as we want to see those 96-93 games, that's not Kings basketball. Kings basketball is like a 118-114 kind of win, 120-113 kind of win. But look at the three-pointers. I want to see 14 or more made three-pointers. I want to see 30 or more assists. Kings basketball really is about offense. Mike Brown may want it to be defense, but in all honesty, Sacramento Kings basketball, when you talk to people around the league, what's the one thing they say? Oh, man, the Kings play fast. They, you know, they don't talk about their defense.
Mm-hmm.
So Sacramento Kings basketball is those numbers I talked about, 30 or more assists, 14 or more threes.
I think the Kings need to play scrappier. They need to overachieve. They need to play harder. Mike Brown says that all the time. What does that mean? Well, last year, I mean, they were relentless offensively. As you said, they need to play with pace even in the half court.
Right.
That's the point that my buddy Chris Watkins makes. Instead of, you know, draw, throw it out, and shoot a three. They need to consistently play harder than the other team. We've seen so many teams come in here, shorthanded teams, and they take it to the Kings. And that can't happen if this team is going to be successful. Last year, the Kings caught a lot of teams by surprise. Teams did not take them seriously. Now, the Kings, maybe they play sometimes like they've accomplished something. They haven't accomplished anything yet. They still have to play that same way.
And that's what's so frustrating about this team. They come across as if they've accomplished something. All you did was go to the playoffs and lose in the first round. What did they do?
Right.
You know, and we got bigger aspirations than that. And you know, I go back to Rick Pitino. I always say it, stay poor, hungry, and driven. I mean, you got to have that same drive that we saw last year to end that 16 your playoff drought, you got to have that same drive. And I feel like we've sort of let the foot off the pedal a little bit this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened in the last game where T.J. McConnell set the tone on the first possession for the Pacers. And we said it before that game. The Kings have to be the team doing that.
They got
to
be.
Both ends, especially at home.
100%. They got to be the team doing that, and they got to come out fired up. And, you know, that's what impressed me about the Pacers. No Tyreek, but they still played hard.
Yep.
T.J. McConnell, Ben Mathurin, like those guys played fast, and they played with a purpose. One thing to keep an eye on tonight, Whitey, and it bugs the heck out of me when this happens, and I know it frustrates him. When Domas catches it at the foul line or the elbow or whatever, and he's looking for somebody to move, if guys are standing around, that's not Kings basketball. That would frustrate the heck out of me, and I hate watching that.
Player movement, ball movement.
Yeah,
they could use an upgrade talent-wise. Maybe they'll make a trade, but until they do, this is the bunch. So you got to play with more energy and effort. Now, as far as the trades go, we'll take a look at today in Kings Trade Talk when we return to wrap things up here from the Golden One Center. Drive guys on Sacktown Sports. It's Whitey Gleason and Kyle Draper. Drapes, of course, has play-by-play tonight. This is a, I believe this is an NBA TV game, but in this area, and it's fine, I don't think we have the option of watching that because.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know what's great about tonight, though? Because it's not one of those NBA TV, like, where they bring in their own announcers. They use the home announcers. So mom and dad back in Philly will be able to watch and everything like that.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was what I forget what they call it, but good.
Yeah, not players. It's something else they call it.
Right.
Yeah. It's not one of those tonight. So
yeah.
It'll be me and Katie on.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a great anticipation here. You know, and as I mentioned, you got Dell over there getting ready for.
Oh yeah,
his shots. Did he really tell you that I didn't beat him? Is that what he?
Yeah,
said?
He said he made his last shot. Like he felt like.
See, I have the coolest thing about that. I got one of those giant checks. You know,
did
like
really?
You got a golf tournament.
No way. Yeah.
Yeah, and they gave me one of those giant checks.
Wow.
But I don't. I think I threw it away.
No pictures of it or anything like that. I need
there
to see
may
through,
be,
Whitey.
It was one of those giants. Like
how many free throws did you guys take? Was it in a time thing or out of 10 or out of? Do you remember?
I honestly don't remember, but I think I was a good foul shooter.
Were you
I
a good foul shooter?
Foul
All right.
I made a pretty high percentage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think Dell had like one clutch one. And like I said, the guy, Scott, Cowbell Scott, was right there with
he was there with the
bam, 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 bam.
And he
bam.
Didn't do it when you did it or no?
No, he did not do it when of course not.
How much did you pay
him? I didn't have to pay him anything.
All right.
Didn't have to pay him anything. Now, he did come over later and redo my sprinkler system. And, you know, I paid him for that. But that had nothing to do with it.
Oh, is that where that prize money went?
I like the fix is in there, Drapes.
Right. You see you see where he's digging himself a hole, Jay.
Yeah, talking about a sprinkler system.
System out of it. Huh?
Separate. Yeah, we got. I got our team in that tournament at Basketball Town. And
got receipts for that.
Somewhere.
I know.
Probably,
right?
I don't know.
Tax deductible. You got the IRS know about this?
Oh, I probably have something somewhere. But that was a long time ago. Let's go to Tim real quick. 339-1140. 1-800-920-1140. All right. Thank you, Tim. Tim's made his.
Feelings. Oh, he's there. Oh.
Hello, Tim. What's up?
Hi. Yep. I think Kings could use better hand on defense, especially playing against Trae Young, smaller guy. You know, the finger, even a fingertip length can affect a pass, can affect a passing lane. I think that they could use that to their advantage moving forward, hands, defense.
Well, thanks, Tin. But right. Tonight, you don't have to worry about Trae Young.
Yeah, no Trae
Young.
Don't
worry
tonight.
About him.
No Trae Young tonight. And, if you remember, and it just hit me too, Davion Mitchell was a big part of that comeback in Atlanta.
Ah.
Remember? Mike Brown used Davion on Trae Young, and Davion sort of helped change that game. But now you got DeJounte Murray, who's a little taller. Will we see Davion tonight? I don't know, but Davion was a big part of that win there in Atlanta.
We got Doug Christie, who joined us earlier, working with Keegan Murray.
Okay.
Doug has a lot of fun out there. Yeah, the thing that stands out to me about that game is that Coach Brown went away from Harrison Barnes?
Yeah, Harrison Barnes.
But he went away from them very early in that
very
game.
Early. I think HB, maybe 12 minutes that game. I'll have to look it up. But, yeah, that was one of those games. Herter got hurt early, and HB basically was sent to the pine. And so – HB's out there working on some free throws right now, getting them up, getting ready. You know, 10 mentioned deflections. That's one thing this Atlanta team does, and I mentioned DeJounte Murray. He gets his hands on a lot of balls. I think he's fourth in the NBA in deflections. As a team, they're fourth in deflections also at 15.6.
But they're still, and I know you're right, yeah, they're still a really bad defensive
team. They're a bad defensive team, yeah. You're 100% right about that. 26 in defensive rating. So take care of the ball. You'll get your opportunities, right? You'll be able to get your shots. Just don't turn it over.
There have been a lot of trade rumors swirling around the Hawks and various players. DeJounte Murray, do you think there's a chance that he ends up coming here?
You put me on the spot.
I just asked if you think there's a chance.
There is a chance. From a basketball standpoint, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The assets, though, is what I'm worried about. I don't know if we have the assets to swing a deal. Because you look at some of these other teams, like, you know, if I'm Philadelphia, I feel like you could put together a package, especially with the picks that you got from the Clippers and that James Harden trade as well. The Knicks can put together a package. And so I think the competition will be stiff. The Lakers supposedly in the mix, maybe right, with a three-teamer.
Yeah, you know, the Bucks kind of maybe. It seems that he's higher on the list of priorities for other teams than he is for the Kings. So that's why I would think it's more likely he's going to go somewhere else. We talked earlier about some of these, whatever they are. You know, sometimes they're reports, sometimes they're just speculation. Yeah. But there was talk of a deal between, or some kind of talks between the Lakers and the Hawks, and DeJounte Murray would go to the Lakers in exchange for a number one and a swap pick and D'Angelo Russell. And the Hawks, according to the report, said, yeah, you're going to need another team there to take D'Angelo Russell because we don't want him, and then they would want something else. So that's a long ways from being completed. And as we said earlier, I mean, really, if the Lakers, they can't think that they had a chance to actually get Atlanta to agree to that.
They do, though, because the Lakers feel like they're in on everybody. Like, and as a Kings fan, aren't we sick and tired of hearing the Lakers involved? It goes back many moons. It seems like every big name is attached to the Lakers in some way. Lou Alcindor and the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar going there. You got Shaq going there as well. You know, you got LeBron going Anthony Davis. It's like, come on. Like, how are they always in the mix? And even last year, Rob Pelinka pulling off some of the trades that he made. It's like, what kind of assets do they have? They don't really have draft picks. I think 2030 is the first one that they can trade or something like that.
Yeah, cupboards get a little more dry every year.
Yeah, exactly. Because
they're such an older team.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But obviously, yeah, they're trying to do what they did last year and jumpstart their season. I just think the Kings have a 3-and-D wing higher on their list of priorities based on what we think we know. They were after Siakam. They were in on OG. So I think that's more the type of player they're after. DeAndre Hunter fits that bill, but he's been hurt for a while. He's got a knee injury. So, you know, I don't even know if the Kings would want to take that gamble with him if the Hawks made him available.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, I think he would fit in. But
yes.
Bob, you know, Rathbun said the guy hasn't played in about a month or so. And so, you know, when he's out there, I think he could be very great for us. But we just haven't seen him. You know, our girl Emmy in the YouTube chat alerted me to this, and the Kings put it out about 12 minutes ago. Sasha is available tonight.
Okay.
So we saw him warming up and look good, apparently, and he is good to go tonight. So that's big news.
Mark Stein. Kings are another Western Conference contender like Dallas, known to be Kuzma fans. The Wizards, though, are under no real pressure to trade Kuzma. Okay.
So all right, what are we talking about? Mark Stein, he's just putting stuff out
He doesn't write this headline, but look, it's Kyle Kuzma on Sacramento's radar.
You got it.
Question mark?
Oh, you throw the question mark, you can say anything, you know? Like, Kevin Durant on the Kings' radar? Question mark? Like,
come on.
That's,
we got to be better than that.
I hate journalism nowadays,
yeah,
man. It's all clickbait material.
LeBron, Bronny headed to Sacramento?
Right.
I don't think so, but I'm just asking the question.
It's a joke now, man, because people don't do it to get out information. They do it for clicks now.
Right.
And that's frustrating, man.
Yeah. In some cases, and I'm not saying this about Mark Stein, but it appears to be that, hey, being first is better than being right.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, because when you look at it, too, let's say you're wrong. What are the consequences? You know, like, No, I was told that. You know, like it's a joke now, man. It's frustrating.
Silly season. Yeah. Matt Moore, Action Network. We're not real familiar with him. Jay says no, he was with SI.com for a while. He has been reporting on the NBA for a while. I don't think he's necessarily your go-to source for these things, but he wrote, let's see, today, Kings missed out on OG and Siakam. They'll continue to look for a forward upgrade. Then he said, names they're expected to explore. Expected by who? I don't know. But he says, Jeremy Grant, Bojan Bogdanovic, Herb Jones, among the names they're expected to explore.
I can see Grant. I can even see Bogdanovic. I can't see Herb Jones. That doesn't make sense. Why would the Pelicans give
him up? I can see how they might say, hey, would you trade us Herb Jones? And the Pelicans would say, no.
No, right, right. You could have interest in a lot of guys.
Right.
That doesn't mean we're going to trade them or make that move. And so Herb Jones would be perfect, though, for this team. This is a guy.
Yeah, there's some use in that, huh? Yeah. Just saying, yes, that would be the
perfect guy. That would be the guy.
He also mentions Tobias Harris. If the I know you love this, the way he wrote it. If the Sixers decide to get spicy and need a third team to move Tobias Harris, the Kings could have interest.
What does spicy mean, first of all?
They could have interest. Right, they would.
Right, exactly. And here's the thing that's a little frustrating about the Kings. I don't know what they need, Whitey. Like, what do they think they need? Like, do they need a Kyle Kuzma, a scoring forward? Do they need a defensive wing? Do they need both? And, you know, I forget who it was. Like, oh, our boy Kevin O'Connor. He said Jeremy Grant and Matisse Thybulle. Like, was it Matisse?
No, Bogdanovic.
Bogdanovic.
Yeah, Bogdanovic.
Yeah, he said. I think for us, Grant and Matisse would cure a lot of what the Sacramento Kings need. I think they need two pieces. Not just one answer.
That's what I've been saying for a while now. I think they need a 3-and-D wing and a backup, bigger two that can defend.
Yes.
And Matisse Thybulle. That would be a terrific trade.
Yeah. They got to do something, though, right? Here we are 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. You got to do something.
It's just going to be a tough sell if they don't. But if they don't, I'd have to assume they're not idiots.
Right.
Right?
Right.
They're not going to do something that's going to compromise them going forward. Hopefully they'll be able to do something, because otherwise we're going to have some really tough conversations right here. But we know that they know what they're doing.
But they know it, right. Yeah. They see the same things we see.
Like,
they can't be happy without a season. And Doug Christie talked about it earlier when we had our conversation with Doug. Their expectations are much higher than our expectations for them. And he admitted they have not lived up to their expectations this season. Mm-hmm. So,
what are your expectations for tonight as we wrap things up here? I just want to see them make free throws and play hard.
Make free throws and play hard. What's make free throws? 75% and above?
We need 80% tonight. Come on.
75%. Right?
No.
All right,
I'm sick of looking up and going, wow, the other team's field goal percentage is about the same as the Kings' free throw percentage.
Right.
Can't have it.
80% play hard. And what if it's 80%, you get up early but let them back in, but you still get the win?
That's fine.
Like, ultimately, it has to end with the win.
You need to make sure that perfect thing still works.
Right, exactly. Knock the dust off.
We don't want to talk about that, but we got to make sure it's still functional. Right?
Is this on? That's the purple beam. We need to make sure it lights up tonight.
Yes. All right. Have a great call tonight.
All right, my man.
Thank you. Great show. Thank you very much for being with us. Thank you, Jay. We're back with you tomorrow, of course, here. Although Mr. Draper will not be with us.
Yeah, I got to take it off, man. I got my son's final game tomorrow, so I got
to
go.
The
final game I could watch him play.
Yes.
So I'm going to go check him out.
And we've got game night next for you here as we get ready for the Hawks and the Kings on Sacktown Sports.